Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. So let's just start with verse 1. And we're going to try to get through verse 3, 4, and 5 if we can. There's some good stuff in 1 Thessalonians there that I want to talk about. Finally, when we could stand it no longer, we decided that I should stay alone in Athens. Have you ever had one of those kind of days when finally you realize you're going to have to do something? You know, you're going to have to go somewhere and do something. You know, just. And we sent Timothy to visit you. He is our co-worker for God and our brother in proclaiming the good news of Christ. We sent him to strengthen you, to encourage you in your faith. Do we need somebody to strengthen us in our faith? Yes, we do. God sends somebody every once in a while. And I'm grateful that he has sent me, because he has sent me and he has opened my ability to be a great man of faith in his kingdom. And I get to see him do great and awesome things. But I'm telling you, if God hadn't made that choice, I would never be here. That's him, right? He totally does it. So if God has a plan and he sends somebody to build people's faith, he lets them go out, lets them teach his word like he wrote it, and then he confirms the mighty things of God by signs and miracles and wonders to confirm to you that what this man's telling you, I am backing him up. Because if he don't do anything, then you ain't talking the truth, are you, Joseph? If God doesn't show up, you know, there's something wrong with what you're teaching. And I wouldn't want to be like Howard Pittman. Howard told us that time as a Baptist preacher, when he got to heaven after he died and he was on the highway to heaven, when he got to heaven and walked into heaven, the Lord said, Howard, if you come through that door, you'll be here forever. You can't go back. But he said, I'm going to tell you, you will not get one single reward. Now, how would you like to have been a Baptist preacher and you've preached all those years and then you died and you went home and the Lord says, you don't get no rewards. You didn't do anything for me. You did it all for yourself. That would be not too good, would it? Then he said, but Lord, my wife and I raised 27 foster children. He said, I know that. I've heard you brag about that forever. He said, you did that totally for yourself. You did not do that for me. That makes us think, am what I doing for him or is it for myself? Well, I hope it's not for myself, because if it is, that means I get no rewards in heaven. So I don't want to do nothing for myself. I only want to do things for the King, because I do want some rewards when I get home. Don't you? Yeah. I not only want to go to heaven, I want rewards when I get there. And so I want to do everything in his name and for him. So then he says, we want to encourage you in your faith. We all need to be encouraged in our faith. Verse 3 and 4. And to keep you from becoming disturbed by the troubles you were going through. Now, some of you are going through troubles, trials and tests, and you're all upset. Jesus has already provided everything you need to take care of your problems. You don't have to worry or be concerned about nothing. Did he tell you cast your care on him because he loves you and cares for you? Is that what he said? Well, then why don't you just cast it on him, huh? Can you do that? Yes, yeah, sure you can. Yeah. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Okay. And then we'll come right back here. Okay, Philippians 4. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. If you do this, there's that big word, if you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Isn't that awesome? Don't worry about what? Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. And then we have no problems, do we? We don't worry about anything. We pray about everything. We tell God what we need and thank him for all he has done. And see, when that's just like getting healed, you know, whenever you pray about it, you repent of your sins, and then you claim the promises of God and say, thank you, Lord, it's done. You get up and go to work. Somebody says, but I don't feel good. You don't go. We don't live in a world of feelings. We live in a world of faith. And so if you get up and go do something, like I've said many times, sick people stay in bed. Well, people go do something. Even when you feel rotten, you still don't go by what you feel. You go by, it is written. And when you do, You get up and start doing something? Wow. I think about that little lady up there in Grand Rapids. Yeah, we were in Grand Rapids and at Assembly of God Church up there. And that little woman, she had Parkinson's disease. She did not know that she had to submit to her husband. In fact, I might say that I was out at the airport in Odessa getting fuel, and there was two women there talking about their husbands. And so I said, sounds like you girls are having trouble with your husbands. And they both were. And I said, well, I'm going to tell you why y'all have the trouble. I said, you don't submit to your husbands. You don't obey them. And one of those women turned to me and she said, I guarantee I don't obey my husband. And said, there ain't never going to be a day when I obey that guy. I said, boy, I can tell you, you and him ain't got a very good marriage. We have the best marriage in the world. I said, yeah, I can tell the way y'all was fussing at him a while ago. I can tell how good your marriage is. Both of them were like that. Both of those women were like that. And I thought to myself, these girls, I don't care what they say, they don't have a clue who Jesus is. They don't have a clue how to obey God. And that's why they're having all the problems they're having. But chances are their husbands are not Christian men either. You know, if they was, they'd all be reading and studying the Word together. They'd know what to do. But they don't. Okay, let's go back to 1 Thessalonians. Even while we were with you, we warned you that troubles would soon come. And they did, as you well know. Anytime anybody tells you you can become a Christian, everything's going to be rosy. That's exactly what we ought to do, right? No, it ain't going to be like that. I guarantee it ain't going to be like that. We're going to have troubles on this earth. We're going to have persecutions, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. So don't worry about the problem. Turn them over to the king. Let him take care of it. He's bigger than any problem you can have. Verse 5 and 6. That is why when I could bear it no longer, I sent Timothy to find out whether your faith was still strong. I was afraid that the tempter had gotten the best of you and that all our work had been useless. Who is this little tempter? He's a powerful beast and he will work on your mind, won't he? This beast, Satan and his host of demonic spirits, I mean, they will work on your mind. They'll put thoughts in your head. Oh, you old unworthy beast. You don't think God would do something nice for an old woman like you. He'll put all kinds of thoughts in your mind, won't he? And then somebody will say something. He'll say, oh, why don't you just look at what they said to you? You have no idea what you really have in Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What you can do in the name of Jesus. Everything is possible with us. It's amazing. But Paul here, he was afraid these people had, the tempter had gotten through to them too. Is the tempter still working? Oh, is that beast still working? Boy, let me tell you, he's working. And he said, I thought our work might have been useless. But now Timothy has just returned, bringing the good news that your faith and love are as strong as ever. He reports that you remember our visit with joy and that you want to see us just as much as we want to see you. Hey, that's what we should all be as Christians, right? Our faith, we should never let our faith become weak. Well, let me tell you what. You can't go to just any church and stay in faith. You have to go somewhere where the faith is taught. What belongs to you as sons and daughters of God. How you can identify with Christ and that everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to you and me. We fail to realize we're sons and daughters of God on this earth. You know, I mean, everything belongs to us. We get off on a pity party real easy. Y'all know that? Oh, we get off on a pity party. Somebody can say something to us and, oh, we just fall apart. I mean, children at school. You know, somebody says something to them and they go into, and they just turn inside. Instead of standing up and say, hey, I'm a Christian. Are you one? Let me tell you about Jesus. Do you know, today, I was just talking to Dan earlier, and the kids that are out there today, they don't even know who the apostles were, do they? They don't even know who Moses was. You know, they've never read. They're not experienced. And so they're living in the world. I mean, you know, when you tell them, just like he was telling me, he said, we're trying to teach them what abstinence is. And he said, they don't even know what the word means. Never heard of it. Isn't it amazing what we teach our children today? Verse 7 and 8. So we have been greatly comforted, dear brothers and sisters, in all of our own crushing troubles and suffering, because you have remained strong in your faith. I think we ought to all remain strong in our faith. I don't care what happens. We need to stand on the Word of God. I mean, I was thinking, yesterday I was watching Sid Roth, and he had a friend of mine that I know personally. Some people may or may not like him, but he was a man. When I met him, he was totally involved in dreams and visions, is John Paul Jackson. And some people like John Paul, and some people don't like John Paul, but that's just like ever all of us. Some of us like us, and some of us hate us, you know, so don't make any difference, you know, so we want everybody to love us, but at least the Christians, that's for sure. But John Paul has been given a revelation about the end times, and so he was on the Sid Roth show, and of course he had an article there that he had written long before it came to pass, and he said Netanyahu would be the next prime minister of Israel, and he wrote that quite a while before he became prime minister. Then he began to talk about all these different things that's happening right now in the economic world and all of them. All these things that's had religious problems and everything. Jesus showed him and told him all these things that was going to happen over the next few years. And so they were on the show together last night talking about these things. And I thought, wow, if all this really does happen, and of course, a lot of it that he told him has already happened. But he says, it's going to get worse. It's not going to quit where it is. And so I thought, wow, it's amazing out there, the troubles and the things that we go through. But we need to be comforted in all of our own crushing troubles and suffering, because you have remained strong in your faith. Remain strong in your faith. Stand on your faith. Don't get weak in faith. And it says in verse 8, it gives us new life knowing you remain strong in the Lord. I would like to think that everybody I teach God's Word to could be as strong in faith as I am. That's my goal. I don't believe that a man can teach another man to have greater faith than he has. I think only God can do that. But if I teach you from God's Word and I walk in a demonstration of the Spirit's power, you can see what's available, and if God does it through me, you know he's no respecter of persons, so he'll do it through you, right?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled God Has Called Us to Be Holy, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.